This is Jay Krishnamurti's second talk with students at Claremont Colleges, 1968.
We shall continue with what we were talking about the last time we met here. We were talking over together the question of violence. How it has pervaded all our lives from childhood till we die. So this violence, this aggression, this brutality exists throughout the world. Not only in individual lives as hatred, twisted forms of loyalty, but also outwardly, we have accepted war as the way of life. One is quite familiar with all this, how violence arises from rights of property and sexual rights and other forms of ideological acceptances. One sees this very clearly, though religions throughout the world have said, don't kill, be compassionate, considerate, and so on. But organized religion has no meaning whatsoever, and it has never had. And we are confronted with this issue. The issue of violence, and whether it is at all possible for human beings, not only in their personal relationship, but also in their relationship to society. This is not a rhetorical question, nor an intellectual one. This is an actual problem that confronts each one of us, both psychologically, inwardly, inside the skin, as it were, and also outwardly, in the business life, in every form of activity, there is this aggressive spirit with its engendering hatred, animosity, and so on. And we were asking whether it is at all possible, not only at the conscious level, but also at the deeper levels of the mind, whether this violence could be completely and totally eradicated, so that we can live at peace with each other, without the national division, without the religious separation, the dogma, the belief, the theories, and so on, the ideologies. And as we said the last time we met here, we shall approach this problem again differently. One of our major issues is that though we have plenty of energy, apparently we lack energy, the drive, the enthusiasm, the vitality.